you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Day, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera in the USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. And if you're, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for you 24/7. Or perhaps you have gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, under whatever circumstances you receive us, we appreciate the tap dance and fuck out of it.
Yes.
Thank you. Jeez. Are going to be here for the next couple of hours.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
Oh, God.
Taking some e-swings at the right.
Yay.
Join us. Tweet us during the show and all that shit and participate and et cetera, et cetera. Thanks for joining us this lovely sort of Wednesday here in the Panhandle as we're now learning there may be another hurricane on the way. Oh, anyway, my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Terry Gross.
America's new transvestite army.
I'm not suggesting Terry Gross.
Oh, no, not at all.
A member of the transvestite army.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. And hey, you know, Schittler's visiting Vegas today. Is that true?
Yes, I can't wait to hit the slot machines.
Hey, when you start throwing paper towels at people, maybe it's not a good thing to do it like that.
It's my nickname for Melania.
What is?
Slot machine.
Slot machine? No, he's a slot machine, and she won. Well, did she win?
God, I don't
Nobody
know.
Nobody won.
At what cost?
Nobody wins with you, you
Think
fuck
of the,
stick.
The hell she did. Yeah, the deal with the devil, she literally did.
Oh, yes. Hey, by the way, Trump, great trip down to Puerto Rico. Congratulations.
He feels like a supermodel times 10.
Super.
There's lots going on in the world today. Let's get this headline shit over with, and then we can get all to the fun stuff.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep!
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline. October the 4th. 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
You've just raped Bill Cosby.
I did it by accident. I was walking. I fell. I didn't see him.
Wasn't there some guy in a, I think it was like last year, like in Saudi Arabia. I think it was a Middle Eastern country where he literally was found innocent of rape because he said he tripped and fell on top of her.
He fell in
and his dick
on
fell in
top of someone.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But he was a rich.
Oh, yes.
Privileged guy. And of course, he got away with it.
Yeah. In Saudi Arabia. I mean, God, if you think we hate women, holy shit, they hate women over there.
They're just letting them drive.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. I'm sure that's going to be a nice, pleasant experience for women drivers, by the way. You know?
Well, that's it. They were saying that they're worried about the men are going to like run them off the road and shit.
Because
they're like, how dare you go in front of me?
Why
would
they?
You vagina possessor.
Look at the society they've set up. It's like the state gives you permission to hate on women. Right? I don't know. I've never fucking been there.
The headline over to the commie pinko liberal.
If they
HuffPost.
Wee wee, baby.
It says GOP solution to gun carnage.
Oh, yes.
Quote, get small. Well, that's quoting
John Thune.
That Dingleberry yesterday, John Thune, Senator. Senator?
Yes.
Senator.
And Load. He's also a Load.
Yeah. Pun intended.
Absolutely.
Republicans on Tuesday struggled, it said, to identify ways that Congress could help prevent mass shootings in America. Some of them even argued there was no point in government even trying to make the attempt.
Well, with you guys there, I think that's true. I mean, why even try? My God, you a pile of dead children and the Mitch McConnell and his team of flying monkey minions didn't do dick. Didn't do anything. They're garbage.
The headline is, we asked GOP senators what Congress can do to prevent mass shootings.
Get rid of guns. Get rid of these assault weapons, you fuck. Yeah,
vote Democrat.
Yeah, that's it.
Although I don't think the Republicans would say that.
You know what's funny? If you want to raise the minimum wage, if you want to fix healthcare, if you want to protect the rights of LGBT, if you want to protect women's reproductive rights, if you believe Black Lives Matter, elect Democrats. Right? kind of.
The HuffPost.
Hello.
Asked several GOP senators about possible government action 2 days after gunmen in Las Vegas killed at least 58 people, wounded more than 500 others.
Yes.
The deadliest such attack. It's the biggest and the baddest ever. I understand this. People don't realize this, but I understand that this is the biggest ever.
Did he say baddest?
No.
He didn't say it. Well, I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows what he says?
There was somebody I tweeted out a response about something he said yesterday, and somebody was like, well, this isn't true, right? This is satire. It was 100% true about the F-35s. Those did you see yesterday? In the middle of talking about, I believe it was Puerto Rico, he somehow went off on, have you seen the F-35s? I'm told they're really great and that they're impossible to see. Can you imagine trying to shoot a plane that you can't see?
Have you seen the F-35s? They're impossible to see.
Something like that.
We can't see them.
Well, you know, I mean, but yeah.
Still, he's nuts. What does that matter?
I'm paraphrasing. The key point is.
But he might have said it.
Yeah.
Hey, Trump. No, I haven't. Throw me some more paper towels. I've got some more water to sop up.
For some Republicans, Dildo Riley, it says, said, well, you know, price freedom.
Oh, God, how disgusting is that? The price of freedom.
Studies say mass shootings are becoming more frequent and deadly, so it's likely only a matter of time before another bloody massacre spurs fresh calls for congressional action. As Senator Bill Nelson of Floridia.
Yes.
Our other senator here.
Right.
I keep forgetting we have a Democratic senator.
What does he
do? There's one of them.
Does he sit in the corner and cry?
On Tuesday, he said, how many of these can you have before you say enough is enough?
There you go. Thank you, Bill.
House Speaker Paul Ryan told reporters on Tuesday, mental health reform is the critical ingredient to making sure that we can try and prevent some of these things that have happened in the past. Well, okay, we concur. We need all of the above. Put some money to mental health, you cunt.
Yeah, yeah, but also another critical ingredient is these guns. I mean, I don't mean to speak out of turn here, but I'm no expert. But gee, I think in mass shooting, I don't know, the main element is the gun, right?
Okay.
I think that's the main element. I think, sure, mental health plays a part, but, you know.
What about a finger pulling the gun? Let's outlaw fingers, Ryan.
Oh, okay, sure. Outlaw fingers. Oh, my God. They don't want to talk about guns. They just.
Earlier this year, Republicans rescinded an Obama administration regulation that had made it tougher for the mentally ill to get a gun.
No, they rescinded it.
So Eddie Munster here is talking out of his tight, white, pucker.
God, it's a shame, Republicans, that your constituents are too fucking stupid to see through your hypocrisy and your bullshit.
No GOP senators, 0.0, who spoke with the HuffPost, expressed support for broader gun control measures.
The worst mass shooting, of course, if you exclude, you know, black people and Native Americans and the Wounded Knee thing. It's the worst mass shooting, right, in history. Yeah.
Yeah.
Biggest.
If you're talking about white people.
It's not a disaster like Katrina was.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
Because Americans were killed in that, not like you Puerto Ricans.
God damn it, Trump.
Sadly, violence will always be part of our lives.
Why?
Is the wonderfully profound and helpful quote from this guy.
I would not, could not, with a goat.
Sadly, violence will always be part of our lives. Well, yeah.
Right.
Don't we agree that maybe it would be cool if we could figure out ways to make it a little harder for the violent among us to kill bigly numbers of us?
They act like it's some mysterious problem with a solution that we just can't figure out, but lots of other countries are doing it. I'm sure we've got some. Dianne Feinstein could help. Matt might have some fucking solutions. I mean, it's the guns. It's the fucking guns. You do something to get rid of the guns, the extended magazines, these. I never knew what a bump stock was before this bullshit. Did you know?
I knew what a bump stock was.
All right. Well, listen,
I'm kind of gunny.
You are not.
Well, I was.
You don't have.
I'm from a gunny family.
Right.
And you took me out to shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
For my birthday one time at a gun range.
We rented the guns like good little.
Well, yeah, but
minis.
Obviously you know I like guns.
Oh, right.
Shooting.
I know. But. You're not a gun. Do you know how many guns a lot of these fuckers have? You're
this
not a gun guy.
Right.
How many guns do you have? 27 guns?
No.
Fuck no. Okay.
Well, that's the thing is I concur that there's.
These people are bananas, dude.
It's a little crazy. Mitch the Lich, our Senate Majority Leader.
Senate bitch tits.
Said, that's for all the D&D players out there.
What does that mean? A lich?
A lich is a like a vampire king.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a thing, like a undead.
Oh, cool.
Bloodsucker.
Yo, I'm liching out, baby. I'm a lich.
Shout out to all my Dungeons and Dragons homies and homets out there.
Where are my liches at?
I think it's particularly inappropriate to politicize an event like this. It just happened in the last day and a half, he said.
Yes.
Politics. I don't think we should politicize this. Those nasty Democrats. How uncouth they are. Yes.
Oh, listen, Mitch the Lich. I don't think it's appropriate for me to have to look at your fucking face when you fucking talk. Would you put a bag over it?
Ted Cruz said it'll always be part of our lives. Lindsey Graham, I don't know. I mean, let's find out. See if you can establish a motive. I mean, I don't know why he did it. Any laws he broke, any loopholes and laws he took advantage of. Other than that, I'm just at a loss. I don't think this is a problem. A law is going to fix by itself.
Oh, yes. Good point. What is he ringing in from the steam room?
Hold my julep.
Hold, your julep. You know, these were
sucking on a julep.
Yeah, suck on this.
The back porch.
Oh, God. You know, this problem is going to take some conservative dude to lose a kid. To lose a kid.
I won't.
Shot to death.
Steve Scalise almost lost his life. And he's out there saying, you know, I don't think this should be politicized.
Yeah, but
I don't think.
Yeah, but he survived, you know.
Well, one would think a near-death experience would maybe wake one the fuck up.
No, don't you think it strengthens their resolve?
Oh, man, he should
cash in
and claim he saw Jesus.
God! You know,
right? He should write a book and be like, I saw the Lord and my Aunt Beatrice.
You know,
they all make money.
Right. I remember when Steve Scalise got shot and all the Democrats and the libs, they were taking the high ground and not bothering to point out the fucking hypocrisy and the fact that he got shot by a gun that he allows to be out there. He got shot with it. And we weren't allowed to say fucking shit. And to all that, I say, fuck you.
I think we said fucking
fuck
shit.
You. Oh, I said it. But listen, fuck these fucking fucks. These Republican fuckheads.
Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama. We don't hear a lot about him, do we? He's always the redheaded step kid over in Alabama because, goddamn, they had Jeff Bosesh before. Now they may have Roy fucking Moore.
Goddamn.
Nobody thinks Richard Shelby's the prettiest one anymore. He said, I don't know if legislation can prevent it.
Outlawing assault weapons.
We cry that everything is a government problem and a government solution, but everything is not. That was a terrible thing that... Well, he's right. But when it is, it is.
Listen, these guys, hey, I understand this guy. He's taking NRA money. He's a little NRA shill. He's a little NRA fucking whore. And if you vote for this fuckstick, you are complicit in the deaths of those kids in Newtown. You're complicit in the death of those kids in Vegas and in the Pulse shooting. So fuck you, man.
They're asking about metal detectors at the doors of casinos. I mean,
how about get rid of the fucking assault weapons?
Why don't we just stop and frisk everybody on the street?
And not only that, we have these assault weapons and we have these open carry laws. We are so fucking concerned with the rights of these two-way cunts that it's at the expense of all. Did you hear all those horror stories about people getting shot up in Vegas?
Yeah.
Horrible. There's no fucking reason in America that should fucking happen. That is so fucked up.
This just goes on and on. Bob Corker, Pat Roberts of Kansas,
fuck all these
Corey
people.
Gardner of Colorado, Johnny Isaacson of Georgia.
No, yes.
They all say fuck all.
I don't. I see through all of this. You're just taking those NRA dollars. You're just sucking on that NRA dick. Sucky, sucky, Jackie, Jackie. Enjoy that NRA cock.
The senator from Georgia said, first of all, oh, wait, Georgia. Jimmy Carter. First of all, you never accept the fact that you can prevent mass shootings. So I'm not even going to address answering that question.
What good are you?
The second thing you ask is what you can do to help prevent them. And that's why we have a Congress. And I'm on my way to debate those issues. But you should never accept the fact that you can do it.
God, fuck you. Man, fuck you. What if you lost some people in that fucking shooting, you dickhead?
And it doesn't take much to Google or use whatever device you like while you're using whatever other device you like to
a vibrator.
Yeah, get the Benoit balls bouncing.
Yeah. Hey, at least you won't kill anybody with Benoit balls. I mean, maybe.
If you have,
but they aren't
if you can
made.
Shoot that shit out. You
well,
can maybe.
Teachable moment. Benoit balls aren't made to kill people.
You can shoot ping pong balls out of that shit. I heard of shows in Thailand.
Yes, but
so why couldn't you fling a Benoit?
I don't know. I have no fucking idea.
You better tip.
Oh, yes.
Better tip the lady. She's going to put your eye out with a Benoit ball.
We'll walk around with one fucking eye.
So there you go, the Republicans. Well, garbage. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, ooh. Wow. We shouldn't talk about this right now.
You know,
hold on a second. NRA calling?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take that.
Let me put that big NRA dick in my mouth. Fill it with NRA DNA, you know?
So much money.
Yeah, you know, we can't get to these fucking GOP shitbags. The least we could do is marginalize the fucksticks that vote for them. That's what I'm doing from now on. If you vote Republican, don't engage me in conversation and let me know who you vote for. Because it's not going to be pleasant for you. I'm going to be a cunt. This is ridiculous. We're being held hostage by a very small group of people. Most people want gun control.
I saw this earlier over to the Drudge Report, the headline here, and I'm not even going to click on it because I already gave them one click today.
Yes.
InfoWars.
Oh, my God. Hey, Republicans, you guys are like Alex Jones. You're in that level. You're this batshit.
Well, I guess I have to because we, oh, my God, there's three headlines.
Yes.
Sheriff, did shooter get radicalized? So they're trying to, again, they can't wrap their brains around the fact that an old white guy
yes.
who may be conservative, they interviewed a friend of his who was like, I think he was pretty conservative.
Oh, what a shock.
Who went nuts and killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
They're desperate to make sure that it was ISIS.
Oh, so stupid. You guys are so fucking dumb.
Did the shooter get radicalized? So it leads to an info fucking wars story.
Fiction.
During a live press conference, Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo revealed that the Las Vegas gunman, Stephen Paddock, may have been, quote, radicalized. And that authorities were attempting to uncover the source of the radicalization. Okay, here's the tape.
Yes.
I'm willing to bet somebody asked him a question.
Okay.
Some probably Fox.
Yeah.
Fox probably asked him a question.
Right, right.
And was like, do you think he was, is there a chance he was radicalized? And he's like, well, of course we're going to look into that, the fact that he, we don't know.
No,
and then these guys are jumping on the fact that, oh my God, he said radicalized.
That's enough for them.
You know, you've heard me say that we're comfortable that we have the suspect in custody, but something more may come of that investigation. And I want to understand the motivation that you describe, okay, to prevent any future incidents. And, you know, did this person get radicalized unbeknownst to us? And we want to identify that source.
Somebody asked him a question.
You're right.
And he was answering.
That's it. That's enough. God.
And, of course, we don't hear that clip.
Yeah.
Paul Joseph Watson, the little rat jizz guzzler
over at
InfoWars.
To guzzle?
Well,
I'm
you got to milk a whole bunch of them.
You got to milk them. It's a little different than milking.
Make a lot of content rats.
I'm going to need somebody really good with their fingers, just the tips of their thumb and their, what is the birdie finger? I don't know how you do that. I'm a professional rat jacker.
Paul Joseph Watson, that shitbag who is one of the editors over at InfoWars. He's the one who's the Brit, remember?
Hello.
Tape of him yapping about bullshit.
That's right. Just because you got that accent doesn't mean you're...
So there you go. The half-truths of InfoWars becomes, was he radicalized? The sheriff said he might have been radicalized. Did you hear that?
Oh, yes.
Islam, ISIS, I told you.
But what about? You know, it's so funny because I keep...
So embarrassing.
You know, I'm doing this thing where, as a liberal, we should be warned to not do this. I keep holding out hope that the right, there'll be some fuckstick on the right that will say, you know what, guns do kill people. Maybe we need sensible gun control. I mean, think about...
Well, we got a guitarist
right, who
had lead slung at him. That changed his mind for a minute.
Yeah, it did, you know, and that's great, but fucking these guys, man. I mean, and that
I wonder if, I haven't even checked, but I wonder if they're calling for boycotts.
Of what?
Of his band.
Oh, I'm sure, dude.
After he said, I've changed my mind, I have guns, we had guns on the bus, I have a concealed carry permit. The guy has a concealed carry permit. And he's like, and I've changed my mind. We need gun control.
See, that tells you, you know what that tells me? That we would need like a Bob Corker or a Mitch the Bitch to have been there and to experienced it to maybe would have, you know, evolved on the issue. And that's so sad. I don't know if that speaks
to guarantees.
They're just whores.
Yeah.
They're just whores.
Yeah. We need to get money out of politics.
They're unfeeling whores. I mean, we're literally.
And so that the NRA wouldn't be able to at least outwardly buy them.
I mean, to me, it's simple to see. Mitch the Bitch is so in love with those NRA dollars and has his lips so firmly, oh yes, squirting at will for the NRA, wrapped around NRA dick with his little lips. And to him, the prize for that NRA money is a bunch of dead people, and he doesn't give a shit. That is chilling, man. That's who the Republicans are. That's who they are. Wake up. If you vote for them, then my God, you're an idiot. I don't know what to tell you. You're fucking stupid as fuck. And it's a shame you're allowed to fucking vote. It really is. They're so dumb, dude. They're fucking stupid.
If you speed up Mitch McConnell shaking his head no.
Is that what it is? Yeah. The fucking little turkey neck skin, you dickhead.
Hey, this video's taught a liberal douchebags out there.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, fuckhead.
This video is for all the liberal douchebags out there.
Yeah.
So there you go. The fucking Drudge Report, all they can come up with is desperate hope that this guy might be ISIS.
Boo.
And his little brownish girlfriend in the Philippines. She's not even a real Asian. If she was Japanese, it'd be okay. She's a Philippine.
Her Asian companion? Isn't
his
that
Asian
what
companion,
the dickhead at Morning Joe? They see those dick bags at Morning Joe said.
His Asian companion. Mika Brzezinski.
Yeah.
It was his Asian companion.
Hey, and let's take...
Not that she sounds a little sleepy or anything.
I'm going to take a little time to, go after these fucking libs that humanized Hitler during the election. You're partly to blame for this, too. Enjoy it, Joe, you piece of shit, and all you piece of shits at Morning Joe. Fuck you, and fuck you, Jimmy Fallon. Man.
Jimmy Fallon took a shot at Trump last night.
Oh, wow.
I saw a joke that they played that he, you know, that he did in his monologue.
Yes.
And my first thought was, oh, now.
Right. Good job.
Now you're making jokes about Trump.
Ooh, let's all worship Jimmy Fallon's big, huge balls.
It was about the quicker picker upper.
Right.
Throwing.
Hilarious. God, he sucks.
Speaking of, did you see the mayor of San Juan finally made a comment about the paper towel winging?
Didn't she say it was an embarrassment?
The mayor of San Juan slammed the president for tossing rolls of paper towels to hurricane survivors in a beaming photo op, calling the image terrible and abominable. You know what? She made a great point. He's got a helicopter. He could have been anywhere on the island within 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah,
anywhere.
Right.
He literally could have delivered a helicopter's worth of supplies
to a remote
town.
Yeah.
But he only went to San Juan and then made sure there was a table in between him and anything brown.
Right.
Except for Melania.
Yes, melanoma.
Who tans. And that he then was just winging paper fucking rolls of paper towels over the people to the people.
We've just got a garbage bunch of people running our country, man. The GOP is fucking garbage.
Trump tossed paper towels into the crowd of storm survivors and handed out flashlights at the Cavalry Chapel while joking, you don't need them anymore.
Why? Because the power's back or something?
5%.
5%, Donald?
5% of the island has power back, which I'm sure was where he was, in San Juan, the biggest city, the capital, right?
Yeah.
And,
yes.
And he's like, oh, your power's on. One out of 20 of you fuckers have power, so you don't need these flashlights. What do you want from us, you takers? Why don't you pay your taxes and your bills and your debts?
You know, Trump, your parents did a shitty job of raising you.
Sounds like that turd didn't drop far from that hooded sphincter.
You know, honestly, and I mean this hooded sphincter.
Which would have caught it, so there, yeah. You know, there's a hole for the...
Yeah, I didn't know. And I mean this in the nicest way possible, but really, Donald, and I'm sure a lot of people in this country would agree with me, particularly people of color, gay people, and trans people. It is a shame when your mother was pregnant with you that she just didn't shove a fucking coat hanger up her vagina and just stab your fetus to death, but in a good way.
I distance myself from the other half of crab diving.
Right. I'm just saying it's a shame he wasn't aborted. You know what I mean?
I think I got that, yeah.
Abortion is not necessarily a bad thing. It can be a good thing if it prevents like a big douchebag, authoritarian strongman from, you know, grabbing power in what you would think would be a democracy, but who knows?
Buy shit through our Amazon portal. Surprisingly, we wouldn't get any advertisers. Join us at our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon, where all the cool kids buy shit that they're going to buy on the internet.
Right.
Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out at Screaming Liberal Media. Thanks to those that have been buying shit.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, buy some paper towels and send them to San Juan. What a fucking dickhead.
We may need them here.
Oh, yeah, for that hurricane. It's just a Cat 1, right?
Whatever. They're predicting a 1, I think, if it makes it here. But the first projections are showing right now, I think it's still just a tropical depression. It's
sad.
Just, it's still upset.
Right. Fucking Puerto Rico could get another fucking storm, man.
Oh, sure. This one's starting down almost directly south of us, though, in the Caribbean. I don't think it's slated to go after that area. It's in the Gulf and it's going to come at us. It's in the Gulf. Did I say Caribbean? Right. Gulf.
You know, it's the thing is, we don't know how many storms are going to hit. You know, we don't know what kind of resources we're going to need. And damn, you know, what happens if we get another storm like Maria or another one like Irma in this season? Can FEMA handle it? Is Schittler prepared to deploy all the resources? I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of white Republican voters here.
Oh, yes. That's right. We're fine here in Florida.
Yo, he'll come here with, with food and water and Trump steak.
We heard there are some white people without central air conditioning. Right. How can I help you? Right. We're going to get those Starbucks open right away. We got to open this Whole Foods. This guy needs, he needs bruschetta.
Is there a golf course there?
We got to drain that golf course. Oh, God. Shit bags.
There's no big ocean, big water.
Oh, God.
Big, big water.
I mean, God, you know, you GOP fuckers, you idiot rednecks, you got your wet fucking dream. You got your wet fucking dream with this idiot. Good for you.
Yeah. And Susan Sarandon, how you feel?
What did she do again? She
Trump can't be any worse than Hillary.
Oh, God, Susan.
Hillary's the most corrupt
idiot.
Susan swallowed the Russian jizz.
Well, damn.
And Hillary's the most corrupt politician ever to stalk the face of the earth. We can't vote for her. They stole it from Bernie. We can't vote for her.
Susan, I'm done seeing your fucking movies. I'm sorry. Fuck off.
I'm a good actress, sadly.
Not that good. Not that good. You and Jimmy Fallon suck dicks.
But yeah, she was like, maybe Trump should be elected to throw a bomb in the whole process.
Maybe
liberals will wake up then.
Hey, Susan, I should introduce you to my fucking idiot friend, this dumbass, this fucking dumb, domed home, this fucking idiot dickhead, gigantic head on this fucker. He's a comedian. And he had this conversation with me saying Trump and Hillary were equally corrupt. Mm. And I essentially told him he was a fucking idiot, but he was giving me a ride somewhere, so I had to sort of be nice to him. We were going from all the way to Santa Monica from the east side of L.A.
Los Angeles.
Yeah. So that's a pretty hefty commute, so I had to be nice to the guy. But, God, you know, Susan, you have the same opinion as this dickhead, is this horrible hack comedian.
Well, and she's
fucking idiot.
A rich white woman.
Oh, yeah, of privilege.
She's a rich white person. Tell that to your brown brethren.
Oh, yeah.
Who Jeff Bosesh is gleefully painting targets on for the men in blue. Tell that to your LGBTQ brethren and sisterin and otherin who are having an administration now that, I don't know, wouldn't vote down a resolution in the United Nations.
Oh, that is deplorable, man. That's fucking deplorable.
Now, it wasn't a specific gay. It was a death penalty thing.
Yeah.
But it's vaguely worded, and it also obviously included countries that still have the death penalty for being a homosexual.
What the fuck, man?
Because the only reason we didn't vote for it. It's because we like to kill people in this country. We're still some barbarians who think that vengeance is ours. Kill them, kill them, kill them.
God damn, that is so fucking disgusting. We don't have any leaders with any kind of heart.
It's like us, Saudi Arabia, and one other shitty country that didn't sign on to the UN resolution condemning the death penalty.
You know, if I was president, the number one first call I make is not to Thailand or whatever shitbag did to Taiwan or to Duterte to tell him how fantastic I think he is. My first call is one of those scando countries, and I don't give a shit. Which is the best one? We got Finland, Norway, and Sweden. Which one's the best? Which one's the best?
I don't know. Check them all out.
I'll pick any of them's better than we are, right?
In many capacities.
Maybe. Sweden's the most famous, I think. Out of all those,
sure.
I'll go with Sweden. Yeah, I'm going
the
over
most
to Sweden.
Supermodels from-
yes. I went over there to the
good
captain of Sweden, whoever runs fucking Sweden, and say, hey, listen, I've just been elected to this horrendously deplorable conservative dickbag country. I need you to come do my job and show me how to do it like you do. I'll pay you guys. I'll give you one of our aircraft carriers. You just teach us how to run our country like you run your country. And we'll go from there. What do you think about that plan? What's wrong with that? They don't have any mass fucking shootings. They had that one, right? Not too long ago.
I lied. It was 13 countries that are horrible.
Oh, okay.
The U.S. is one of just 13 countries to have voted against a U.N. resolution condemning the death penalty. Wait, for having gay sex. So it is. So, oh my gosh, Nikki Haley lied to us. Mm-hmm. The vote did pass, but America joined countries such as China, China, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia.
Hey, man.
To oppose it.
God damn, what is wrong with us? What is wrong with us?
Human Rights Council resolution condemned, quote, the imposition of the death penalty as a sanction for specific forms of conduct such as apostasy, blasphemy, adultery, and consensual same-sex relations.
Consensual same-sex relations.
So why did not we sign on to this?
I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know, to appeal to the base, right? Maybe they thought this is something they could do to appeal to the base that would kind of fly under the radar, you know? Does that make sense or not?
The U.S. supported two failed amendments put forward by Russia, which stated that the death penalty was not necessarily a human rights violation and that it is not a form of torture, but can lead to it in some cases. What are they talking about, man?
Why do we vote? Why didn't we vote against it?
There are currently six countries where the death penalty is used for people in same-sex relationships
because they're gay:
Iran, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Yemen, Nigeria, and Somalia.
Yay!
And Mike Pence would love to add the United States of America to that list, and many of the people we play clips of every day.
Hey, Mueller, do you have anything on that weird little pervy dickbag Mike Pence? Please find something on him. I don't want him to be president.
So they're saying that the United States voted against this resolution because of broader concerns with the resolution's approach in condemning the death penalty in all circumstances.
Yes.
And calling for its abolition.
Abolition.
The United States unequivocally condemns the application of the death penalty for conduct such as homosexuality, blasphemy, adultery, and apostasy.
Okay.
We do not consider such conduct appropriate for criminalization, and certainly not crimes for which the death penalty would be lawfully available as a matter of international law. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah.
Here, listen to this great group we're in. The 13 states that oppose the resolution: the Botswana, Burundi, Egypt, Ethiopia, Bangladesh, China, India, Iraq, Japan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia,
Qatar,
the United Arab Emirates,
nine,
and the United States of America.
Yay. Hey, we're having a great day, aren't we, here in this country? Everything's going great.
The vote was introduced by eight countries: Belgium, Benin, Costa Rica, France, Mexico, Moldova, Mongolia, and Switzerland.
Right.
Supported by countries around the world, including our friends, the UK, Canada.
Yes. Well, great, guys. God damn it. How did Nikki Haley get that job, or what the fuck? Who the fuck was she before she was our UN ambassador?
Governor of
South Carolina. Wasn't she? She was she's anti-Confederate flag, right? At least.
She became anti-Confederate flag after some people got killed in a church.
Oh, that's right. Wow. That's amazing. Are you telling me a Republican evolved on an issue after a shooting?
Yeah.
That kind of shocks me. I mean, fuck me. But she didn't care about all the dead kids in Newtown. She didn't think about that. I don't understand the GOP dickbags. I don't get them. They're weird.
Mayor Cruz talking about Trump lobbying the paper towels. This a terrible and abominable view of him throwing paper towels and throwing provisions at people. It does not embody the spirit of the American nation, you know. She said his visit was a 17-minute public relations meeting.
Oh, my God.
She said Trump ignored her when she said, "This is about saving lives. It's not about politics."
Yes.
She said Trump ignored all the local mayors in Puerto Rico who have worked to provide aid and resources to their American people.
Right.
Trump later congratulated Puerto Rico on avoiding the death call, toll of a real catastrophe like Katrina.
Oh, my God.
And then told local officials the disaster has thrown our budget a little out of whack because we spent a lot of money on you brown fuckers.
Have you ever heard of...
I mean, on Puerto Rico.
I mean, when Obama goes and we would see people who were in pain or hurting in this country, did he ever remind them that their pain is costing us in the wallet? I mean, what's... Yeah, and by the way, what about the money you're spending going to Mar-a-Lago? And all the fucking flights your dickbag cabinet members are... Those private flights cost money, right?
During his tour there of homes on the island, he met with pre-selected, pre-screened Puerto Ricans. Cleansed, right. I'm sure. Wait, do you like Trump? You like him, don't you? If you don't like him, we're not going to be here.
Oh, my God. That must be hard, you know, to find people of color that don't hate Donald Trump. That just lost everything.
He told one family, have a good time.
Oh, I saw that. Have a good time. Have a good time, guys. Here's some paper towels. Bam. Fucking throwing paper towels at your fucking head. You're right. He could have used that. I never thought of that. That's a good point. That helicopter could have been loaded up with bullshit and taken somewhere to people that fucking need it.
Quote, Trump, still wearing his windbreaker, shook hands with the enthusiastic crowd along with the first lady and the governor.
Right.
He picked up a can of tin chicken breast, held it aloft for the crowd to see.
Oh, my God.
Handed one man in the crowd a pack of batteries. Here you go. Here's some batteries.
What am I doing? Do I eat these? Do I eat these batteries?
Held a flashlight, showed it to the crowd, kept shaking hands.
It's like he's handing out gifts at a white elephant party. I don't know what it's like. It's very strange. And you get batteries, and I'm going to give you a flashlight. What does Santa Claus have in his big bag for you? You have any water?
Islander that, I guess, passed vetting said, we have a good house, thank God, showing the president the damage that they had. And Trump said, in the meantime, here you are. We're going to help you out. Have a good time.
Have a good time.
Good God.
God damn, man. I mean,
at least George Bush would wait a few days. George saying utterly ridiculous, embarrassing, mortifying things. Even a month or two sometimes.
Yes. George Bush could pull off the facade of caring and shit. Like, maybe he did care. Who knows? I mean, he did lie us into a war. You know, he went down to Katrina. You remember the whole thing? He brought the lights down there. Yeah, and it was a big pain. He
Brownie did a great job.
He shit the bed on that. But God, you mean, at least you didn't feel like he hated the people he was, you know, at least trying to help or pretending to try to help.
Right.
I'm looking for a silver lining in a GOP person. It's fucking hard.
It's really tough to try to find a silver lining in Bush.
But Trump seems to like... Is hostile.
He's an asshole. Yeah, he's mean. He's a dick. He doesn't care about anybody other than himself.
I mean, that you know, if the mayor has any kind of criticisms on how you're handling this issue, then you say, you know what? She made some great points. Maybe she's right. We should be doing more. We should that plays the you should. Why doesn't he just say that? I'm not president, and I know what to say better than he does.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful.
Like me.
And so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
But it doesn't sound like he hates anyone.
Right.
I mean, it's like Trump is like, hey, there's my African-American over there. God. Fucking A, man. Didn't George Bush, though, didn't he have N-word head camp? Who was N-word head camp? Was that Bush?
No. That was our current Secretary of Energy.
Oh, the third God. Agency of government. Yeah. I would do away with the education,
commerce.
Commerce. And let's see. I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
That's their party. That's that. Hey, if you vote GOP, these are your guys. This is who you want. I don't even understand that. Are you fucking idiots? Do you believe in your Jesus bullshit that much?
I'm a pioneer.
I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too.
Oh, fuck.
I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
That's the whole thing.
I like the little horn at the end.
Little clown
really.
At the end. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Holy shit.
You guys, you GOP fuckers, I mean, damn, you're just so fucking stupid. You're so fucking stupid. You should, hey, if you're a dickhead GOP voter, find a liberal and thank them, because
they're not all stupid. There are other nefarious reasons for voting for this guy. But
no, you're at the very least racist.
Well, yeah.
It's an amazing, I don't know, though. I'm going to go stupid, because how does it serve you? How does it serve you to have a GOP person? They don't want to raise the minimum wage. You don't want you to have health care. and on top of all that, they want everybody walking around with guns and silencers. And that Bob Thune, that dick bag, or what's his name?
John Thune.
Oh, Don Thune?
John.
Johnny.
Like,
hey,
toilet.
Like little Johnny.
No offense to anyone named John that's listening.
No offense to toilets. Little Johnny Thune wants, he wants terrorists to be able to get guns or weapons if you're on the watch list. You know what I mean? He voted nay on that shit. Whatever. Hey, if you vote via GOP, I have one question. What do you like best about mass shootings? Let me know. Tweet us at Crab Diving. What do you like best about mass shootings?
So that's it. That's what I've got for San Juan and
God damn.
Trump's visit there. He was in Vegas today spreading his love.
Practice their love.
I haven't gotten a lot of reports. I don't think he shit the bed that bigly today thus far.
Yeah. What time is it out there? It's something. It's in the afternoon. He's got some time.
Is Vegas a different time zone than L.A.? I don't remember.
Time doesn't exist in Vegas.
2:49 out on the Pacific Coast if you're listening to us live.
What up, California?
2:49, sunny skies, 88 degrees here in Pensacola, Florida.
That's right. California's like, hey, guys, listen, we tried. We're seceding. We're going to have some. We're gonna have all kinds of sensible shit going on in our little republic, and you guys can go suck your dicks.
We'll have traffic on the nines. There's a car driving down the road.
Yeah, yeah.
There's traffic.
Traffic.
Although, I have to say, we got spoiled. I had a road ragey moment today driving to my dentist appointment.
What happened?
The lights in this town are fucked. Some of the intersections are ridiculously timed. Red, green, red. Like, it's green for 4 seconds.
they want to make it interesting. That's all. Hey, we're in a state ran by Rick Scott.
And then it's red for 27 minutes.
I know.
Then it turns green for a millisecond, and then you go.
Be careful that road rage. I don't yell at anybody, because people here have guns. They all have guns. Oh, have guns.
I've got a story. Let's talk about Tillerson. How can we not talk about Rex Tillerson?
All right.
Cuck.
Yes.
Cuckified. So the story broke today that from NBC, you know, their ratings are way down.
Oh, my God. They should be. They got that Megyn Kelly. They gave Megyn Kelly a show.
No wonder their ratings are way down, he tweeted today. In today's Festivus.
Bleeding out your eyeballs.
Because not happy at all about the report that came out.
Yes.
That allegedly.
Yes.
NBC reported. I don't even remember what the circumstances were supposed to be.
Yes.
But essentially Rex Tillerson called Donald Trump a fucking moron.
Oh, shit.
Well, a lot of these reports just say moron.
Right.
But Stephanie Ruhle of MSNBC said, my sources said it was effing moron.
Oh, shit.
And she would have said fucking if she could.
Right.
Stephanie Ruhle's awesome.
Yeah.
Secretary of State Tillerson was allegedly on the verge of resigning this summer amid policy disputes and clashes with the White House senior administration officials as senior administration officials.
Wow.
As sources, they end up saying, I believe they have a dozen different sources.
Yes.
For this.
So it seems
story.
Credible, right?
One would seem. In fact, Trump has demanded an apology for the fake news. And I think it was Katie Tour, his good friend, who basically...
he's mentioned her, right?
If anything physical ever happened to her, he would be 100% responsible.
Because
at the rallies during the fucking election... He pointed her out repeatedly. Little Katie, where's Katie? She wrote something that's totally fake. Where's little Katie? There she is.
God. I mean, again.
She's got a book out. Go to Amazon.
Oh, buy
crabdiving.com/Amazon.
I mean, you know, that sort of makes the case that they're really the people that voted for Trump are just idiots. Because how do you vote? Why would you vote for? Why? I don't give a fuck what your political leanings are. Why would you want a guy with that kind of temperament in the office? Why?
So, says the tensions came to a head around the time President Trump delivered a politicized speech in late July to the Boy Scouts. You know, Tillerson is way Boy Scouty. I didn't realize this. His father ran the Boy Scouts for a while. He ran the Boy Scouts for a while.
Oh, shit.
He's an Eagle Scout. Way into that shit.
Oh, wow.
So he was pissed off with that bizarre shit show Trump put on in front of kids. Remember, he's almost talking about sex. Something he was like, I don't know, you guys will know about that later. Something like that.
Oh,
or
my God.
Something gross.
I mean, if it was any other president, you'd remember it because it wouldn't be, there's just so many things. But yes, I do kind of remember that. Is it inappropriate, right?
Well, right. And like,
rapey.
Crooked Hillary or something,
said.
Yeah. And it just like bringing his fucked up politics to where he should have been saying, hey, let's, you know. Great job on those knots.
He can't even be trusted to talk to a bunch of Boy Scouts, you know? God damn.
So they say that that Tillerson had openly, days earlier, Tillerson had openly disparaged the president, referring to him as a, I'm going to say fucking moron.
Right.
Even though it only says moron here, but Stephanie Ruhle has told us that it's fucking moron.
Fucking moron.
After a July 20th meeting at the Pentagon with members of Trump's national security team and cabinet officials, apparently Tillerson was just in a room with people and he was like, he's a fucking moron.
Oh, my God. Blah, 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 blah.
So, damage control, scramble, DEFCON... I always forget if
69
if one is the worst or if five is the worst.
It's 69.
Like, is the number, if it goes up, is that bad? Or is it, or do you climb to DEFCON 1, which means we're sending nukes?
I don't know. To me, any DEFCON is bad.
I think it climbs. So right. I think it's like DEFCON 1 is keep your eyes out.
You know.
So Tillerson scrambled this morning while Trump was on his fucking plane to Vegas. Tillerson waddled out. Tillerson never gives statements, hardly ever gives interviews.
Oh, my God.
But it's like Rex Tillerson is calling an impromptu statement and press conference.
Yes.
He comes out and just licked orange sack.
Yeah.
The pride, blah, blah, blah. But he was very carefully worded.
Yes.
And everyone's on to him. He did not deny calling him a fucking moron.
Right.
When they said, well, are you saying that that part isn't true? Look, I'm not going to get into petty politics or petty blah, 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 blah. He basically, there was a great tweet that said, Rex Tillerson is very upset.
Yes.
That the fact that he called the president a fucking moron made it out to the public.
Oh, my God. But you know what the truth is, man? I mean, lots of people, if you have a shitty boss, you will voice out loud, oh, my boss is a fucking moron. This guy's a fucking moron. That's just how adults talk. His boss just happens to be the leader of the, air quotes, free fucking world.
Well, yeah, and you can't
fucking.
You got to assume there's spies everywhere in the White House. What he's Tillerson ain't used to that. You got to watch what you say in front of these people. Everybody. Yes. You can't trust anyone.
And who the fuck talked Tillerson into staying instead of resigning? Why would you do that?
Well, he denies that Pence talked him out of it, but then the NBC reporters point out, they said, well, we were careful in our reporting. We didn't say talked him out of it. We say that Pence has counseled him.
Yes.
Their reports are that when Tillerson gets pissed, they ship Pence over to fillet him.
Why, though? Like, what is the... So what? Let him resign. Let him walk. Find somebody else. Well, he doesn't do shit anyway.
It would look bad right now.
It would look
bad. I'm sure Trump is livid and has no doubt that Tillerson called him a fucking moron.
I love that, you know, I mean, honestly, it'll look bad. I mean, we got a president doing fadeaway jump shots and rolls of paper towels to fucking people suffering from...
He wasn't fading away.
It was like, I saw him, it was like that.
To catch him.
It was a regular Scottie Pippen.
He was like a fucking Shaq free throw.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but it's weird to me with the optics of him resigning. So what? I love that Trump is worried about looking bad. Mueller, how many investigations are going on? You got all these fucking evil oligarchs in your fucking cabinet riding around on private jets.
Yeah.
What does he care about optics at this point? It's going to look bad.
That's the only reason he wanted Price gone. He even said it. Trump even said it. I don't like it. I'm not happy. I don't like the optics. He said, I don't like the optics, not it's wrong,
yes,
not it's morally corrupt, right, not that we shouldn't do shit like that.
Yes.
I don't like the fact that he got cut and people are going to make me look bad.
Please.
That's the reason.
Right. Mueller. Hey, Mueller, if you're listening, by the way, I believe Mueller, does he listen to Crab Diving?
Well,
Kate,
sure,
do we know that?
It's cranked up in the office over there.
Can we get that P tape? I know it might not mean much, but it would to, I would love to see, I think that would be, the optics of that P tape would be amazing, don't you think? He's sitting around. Oh, God. All Tillerson said, he's a fucking moron. I mean.
Well, it's been ongoing, and Trump shat on him over the weekend with that tweet,
yes.
Rex, don't waste your time. We're not North Korea. Don't waste your time, Rex.
Hey, listen, we're looking. I read somewhere that we since the Cuban Missile Crisis, we've never been closer to nuclear war. Well, wouldn't we want our Secretary of State to engage North Korea? I mean, if Tillerson isn't doing that, then what fucking good is he? If your Secretary of State is not helping to prevent a nuclear war, what else matters? What the fuck is he doing?
Well, and he just undermined him every step of the way. Like the Mideast. Who are they supposed to talk to? Are they supposed to call Rex?
I don't know.
Or are they supposed to call Jared?
I thought Jared
was put in charge of Mideast peace.
Yeah.
The 35 fucking year old or whatever the hell he is. I don't want to be ageist.
Yeah, whatever, dude. I mean,
but if he was a 35-year-old who, fresh out of college, had been in some kind of foreign service or knew something.
Yes.
He's a rich twunt who is following in the family business.
Yeah. And,
which we rail about all the time. Fail upward. Worthless pieces of shit that are parasites to society.
Absolutely.
That do nothing but fail upward. You talk about affirmative fucking action.
Oh, my God.
Get born from a white, rich vagina.
Oh, fuck you.
That's your affirmative action your whole life.
Right. Yeah, fuck off, man. Yeah, you know,
go to a college, whether you're qualified or not, because your granddaddy gave them a library there. They float you through on grades because your daddy might give millions to the football team this year.
Yes. God damn, guys.
We know about you guys.
God fucking damn it. I mean, Jared Kushner, let me understand this. He's basically in the White House because he's trying to figure out how to finance or get out from under that shitty building in Manhattan, 666 something. Isn't that right? Isn't that what people think? That's the alleged deal. I mean, God. Who was the Secretary of State before Dick Bag Tillerson, for Mr. Oil? Was it John Kerry?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hillary Rodham Clinton before that.
Yes, boy. Now we're in the dark ages. Who do you think was a better Secretary of State? Tillerson or John Kerry? Give me an honest opinion. Oh, man.
Here's Rex, if you want to hear a little bit.
Boy, man.
This is the sound of someone gargling Trumpian jism.
What?
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who sounds like the, if you watch.
To address a few specifics that have been erroneously reported this morning.
Peanuts.
The Vice President has never had to persuade me to remain as Secretary of State because I have never considered leaving this post. While I'm new to Washington, I have learned that there are some who try to sow dissension to advance their own agenda by tearing others apart in an effort to undermine President Trump's own agenda.
Bitch ass, red ass, white bread, motherfucker.
And the same applies to everyone on my team here at the State Department.
Is that the only thing that you consider to be
erroneous
in that article?
Did you notice? Is that the only thing you consider to be erroneous in that article?
God. That's
in other
amazing.
Words, so you're not denying that you called him a fucking moron.
Right. Jesus, do you think they're like, these journalists must have like strategized, like, how do we get him to say that he called Schittler a fucking moron? I mean, that's.
I think it's the most important element of the article is to reaffirm my commitment to this role that President Trump's asked me to serve and to dispel with this notion that I have ever considered leaving. I have answered that question repeatedly. For some reason, it continues to be misreported. There's never been a consideration in my mind to leave. I serve at the appointment of the president, and I'm here for as long as the president feels I can be useful to achieving his objectives.
Yes, to a box of dildos.
Yes, to a box of dildos. The main headline of this story that you called the president a moron, and if not, where do you think these reports are?
I'm not going to deal with petty stuff like
that. There you go.
Yes.
Not that's completely a lie. It's erroneous. I never said that. I'm not going to deal with petty stuff like that.
I mean, this is what.
Fuck! I can't believe I said that in a room full of 50 people. God damn it! Fuck!
I you know what? It's funny. This is, did he call the president a moron? Who knows? What is he doing? That's actually, I want to know what he's fucking doing.
The consensus. Well, I mean, it's obvious. It doesn't even need to be a consensus. This spectacle was for an audience of one person,
Donald.
Yes,
for the king.
Yep.
Kisses ring.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big show of...
It's all a lie. I never called you a fucking moron.
It's a fucking pageantry. What the fuck is Rex Tillerson doing for the motherfucking country?
Thank you very much, Governor. And we really appreciate that. And I will tell you, the people of Nevada...
Nevada. It's Nevada. I get
confused because I've heard it...
Well, if one is of Spanish heritage, it's of course an affront to say Nevada, but it's Nevada is how one would pronounce it in the native tongue. But because Americans don't like to do that shit,
we're special. You know,
it's Nevada.
I hate to know shit.
President Trump visited Vegas.
Yes,
today.
Right.
Oh, I'm so glad. Not fucking Puerto Rico anymore.
That's so much
dirty,
better,
smelly Mexicans.
Oh.
He thanked the nurses and doctors for their incredible efforts. Okay. Consoling survivors.
Good job.
Words cannot describe the bravery that the whole world witnessed on Sunday night, he said.
Did he talk about any gun control he was going to?
Did you see there's video? There was one guy. I don't know how drunk that motherfucker must have been.
Bye.
Police were hiding behind cars. Bullets are hitting everywhere, and he's standing up, giving the finger, waving his arm, saying, come on, bitch, come on.
You know who he is? That guy.
Holy shit.
That guy is Kenny Powers from Eastbound and Down. You know that the baseball movie, the show on HBO, that Kenny Powers, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think somebody had been overserved.
Right. Fuck you, America, baby.
God damn.
He's on the Bud Light, a tall boy. Oh, man.
We met patients that were absolutely terribly wounded, he said. God, he just... he doesn't have the best words, even though he said it.
Enough with the superlatives. What does that mean, that he always uses superlatives? The most woundedest, whatever the fuck he said.
Trump, whether he remembered or not, was accompanied by First Lady Melania Trump.
Melanoma.
Was greeted at the airport by Nevada Republican Governor Brian Sandoval.
Yes.
Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman and Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo.
Now, I hope Las Vegas was scolded for whatever, you know, they have any budgetary shortcomings. I hope they were taken to task at this moment, just like Puerto Rico was, you know?
I'm going to go visit my hotel where all those damn Mexicans are trying to form a union.
Yeah, just be careful where you sit. Hope you laid some plastic down. Who knows what he's into?
No,
we know what he's into. He likes to watch people get peed on.
So there we go.
Right.
The Monday morning, well, it says Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Called for the defeat of the National Rifle Association backed bill in Congress that would ease regulations on gun silencers.
Okay, great. Why?
That's when Dana Loesch, we talked about that yesterday, go to iTunes or Stitcher.
Right.
Crabdiving.com.
Don't politicize the gun debate. let's just all keep getting shot to death. That's what it is, right? And we're going to have another mass shooting, and then there'll be another one, and nothing will fucking happen.
How many milliseconds, microseconds, nanoseconds would it have taken for the Republicans to go political had the shooter been named Abdullah?
Right. Yeah, it would have been politicized. And,
right?
And it would have been like, and you know what? It would have been like, we're banning all Muslims.
We need martial law right now.
Absolutely. It would have been, hey, build the wall. We're banning all Muslims until we figure out what the fuck is going on. Why don't we ban all fucking white people with 18,000 bags of guns checking into a fucking hotel?
I mean, politics, you know, it can be a little hypocritical at times, but fuck, these current Republicans have turned it into an art form,
yes,
of the hypocrisy. Not even an art form. They don't care. They don't care. We talked about that guy yesterday said deficits. Well, yeah, we scream about the deficits when the Democrats are in charge, but you know, now we're in charge. So
yeah. Well, that speaks. So, you know. Well, that speaks to my point that the people that vote for these assholes are so incredibly stupid that you.
All right.
That point is lost on them because they're blinded by racism. They're blinded by some big boner they have.
A list of things. Dead babies.
The only thing they like about women is when there's a fetus gestating in their stomach. That's all they give a fuck about. I mean, I don't know. Fucking assholes, man. Oh, God. Fuck off.
I don't understand about Washington. Again, you know, I'm not from this place. But the places I come from, we don't deal with that kind of petty nonsense. And it is intended to do nothing but divide people. And I'm just not going to be part of this effort to divide this administration.
Hey, have you... he's talking about dividing the administration.
Petty.
They don't care. They're intentionally dividing the people. That's yes. Trump's whole oeuvre.
Yes.
But
your oeuvre.
But, to listen to water
I'm not time for this petty nonsense. He acts like you know what I hate? I hate this fucking little old cornpone home. I just moved here to Washington from the country. I barely know what the fuck going on.
I'm just a little girl from Kansas.
Dude, you ran Exxon, you evil fuck stick. I'm not used to this petty bullshit. Oh please. My God, you evil Sith Lord fuck. We're supposed to act like he's some innocent little Johnny come lately to Washington. I'm just learning my way around the White House. I don't know nothing. The fuck?
6 a.m.? No, 5 a.m.
Yes.
Great day in Puerto Rico yesterday. Well, some of the news coverage is fake.
Capitalized.
What?
Yes.
Most showed great warmth and friendship.
Oh, good. Good. That's the important thing.
That's all he talks about. That's all he talked about down there was how I'm done talking about me. Why don't you talk about me now?
Is our country getting punked? Is Schindler going to take off a mask and Ashton Kutcher's face is going to be there? I mean, it's insane. He goes down to a place. People are, they don't have any food. They don't have any water. 5% of the fucking territory has power. And he's worried about who the fuck was nice to him.
Pay your bills.
Yeah, pay your bills. Hey, you better smile upon the great dictator or I'm going to fucking... I'm not going to throw you any paper towels.
An hour after that, he tweeted, "Wow, so many fake news stories today. No matter what I do or say, they will not write or speak truth. The fake news media is out of control."
God damn. Yeah, that is so insensitive. He visits. That's his takeaway. He sees all. Well, you know, he didn't see the destruction, right? He didn't really tour the whole island.
No, yeah.
Fuck that, you know?
4 hours later, now he's going after NBC because he's pissed about the fucking moron story.
Yes.
NBC News is hashtag fake news and more dishonest than even CNN. Oh.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh.
Sorry, CNN.
Yes.
No more for you.
You're yesterday's shiny thing.
Trump has a new target.
Ooh. They are a disgrace to good reporting. No wonder their news ratings are way down.
Everybody's a disgrace. Hey, this whole country is a disgrace, Trump.
Right after that, that was at about a half hour later, the yes. NBC news story has just been totally refuted by Secretary Tillerson and Vice President Pence. It's fake news.
Ooh.
They should issue an apology to America, all caps.
America. Right. Hey, yeah. Whatever.
I will be landing in Las Vegas shortly to pay my respects with FLOTUS Melania.
FLOTUS Melanoma.
We know who the FLOTUS is. You don't have to remind us.
We know Trump. We actually know everybody in your administration because they're all under investigation and they're in the news for doing bad shit.
Everyone remains in our thoughts and prayers.
Oh, please shove that up your asshole. Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
I can't eat a thought. I can't eat a prayer.
I'm not going to do fuck all for you, but I'm going to think about you for a minute.
Sure. God damn. It really is amazing if you think about all those people that fucking died, that were wounded in Vegas. And just, we don't have one Republican politician that can sack up and say, hey, fuck the NRA. We're doing the wrong thing. We got to be right on this gun control. Not one. Not one. And the American people want gun control. We want it. Keep voting for Republicans, you fucking idiots. God.
The Brian Fisher. We haven't
Gross.
Talked about him in a while.
God, I'm going to vomit or something. You
the
know?
American Family Association representing a whole bunch of scary white asshole conservatives.
Wait, which one did you say? Did you say Brian Fisher?
Brian Fisher. Sodomy-based marriage.
Oh, that's the best, right. Brian Anal Fisher.
American Family Radio's Brian Fisher during his Focal Point program.
Fecal Point.
Focal Point here on YouTube.
Brian Anal Fisher. Here on YouTube.
Here's what he has to say about the mass shooting and gun violence.
Fuck you.
The left doesn't want this gun problem to go away. You know that? The left is not interested in solving the problem of gun violence. Why? Because that's what they use to beat up conservatives.
No, we got plenty.
To beat up.
There's more. Trust me, Brian. We can solve the gun issue and still have 2 hours a day to scream about what you heinous knuckle draggers are trying to do.
And it's so funny the imagery he uses to beat up conservatives. The idea that progressives want gun control. They want less guns. And that idea is beating someone up. That is inherently less violent. The Republicans, that's the side that beat people. They beat people. They shoot people. They're violent. They're rapey.
The left is not interested in solving the problem of gun violence. Why? Because that's what they use to beat up conservatives. They want gun violence. They need gun violence. so they can beat up conservatives, beat up the Republicans, beat up white people over the issue of gun violence. So they don't want this problem solved. Remember, never let a good crisis go to waste for them. This is a crisis that they can use for politically correct purposes and to beat us about the head and shoulders. Even the NRA went silent.
It's politically correct to not want people to die from mass gun violence, Ryan. You and your political correct cuckery, you big mincing fairy.
I was just saying this morning, I woke up. You know what? I need another mass shooting. I need it. I need it. I need, progressives need mass shootings.
But look how there's literally blood still on the streets in Las Vegas.
Right.
And Brian Fisher's the victim.
They're politicizing.
He's the victim.
Yes. Oh, God. That's true.
They're coming after conservatives.
No.
This is what those evil liberals use against us.
It really is amazing. I mean, they're dead people in the street. There are people dying in hospitals, recovering from this shit. Was Brian Fisher there? Was he in Vegas? Did he get shot at?
For politically correct purposes and to beat us about the head and shoulders, even the NRA went silent. The NRA went dark last night. They didn't say a word in the wake of this shooting.
Oh, those... Even they became weenies.
I mean, what did you want? What would been of a... What would Brian Fisher would have liked the NRA to say? What do they need? What did he want them to say? Like, hey, we need guns. Guns are important after a bunch of people just got fucking shot to death.
Which one? There's one of them out there.
Fuck.
One of them out there was literally saying, did I pull this clip? Was literally saying, the problem isn't fewer guns. The problem is we need more. And
right.
God, which asshole was this that said this? I'm gonna find it. But this creature's view,
yes.
I'm trying to remember who it was and find the clip, was that, well, you know, wait, maybe if there were more people with guns in that hotel on that floor,
right. They
could have kicked in his door earlier and stopped him earlier before he did all that killing. I'm not kidding you. I shit thee not. That was what this asshole said.
I shit thee not. Oh my God. The right wing, this is right wing nut job brain jujitsu, right? At its peak. To use this thing to say that they're the victims, Brian Fisher's a victim, and the left is violent. Because they're calling for gun control. The left wants mass shootings to further their gun control cause. Oh, my God. Sure. Yeah. Good point.
That's going to drive me crazy now. I'll find it. One of the right wing ass drizzlers out there was.
Hello, ass drizzler.
Said it. I'll find the exact asshole that said it. But I read it this morning. I didn't grab it. I was on my way out. But it was literally. Oh my God, here it is. Well, hold on.
Yes.
Here's the end of Brian Fisher's first clip.
Okay.
It's him.
Oh my God.
You know, so you have the left, they adopt these public policies that make events like this virtually inevitable. And then when they happen, because of conditions that they have created, the vacuums that they have created,
it's the left's fault. It's liberals' fault. We want black people to not be summarily executed on the streets by Popo. In fact, we want Popo to stop being fucking assholes.
You know,
that would be really nice.
Right. Yeah, it is interesting how
in general
they just demonize. They demonize people that are looking out for the little guy. When you bring up Black Lives Matter, well, then you're virtue signaling. You're playing identity politics. They're demonizing that. Come on.
These things happen. Then they use them for their own left-wing political purposes.
Yes. Sure. Okay, that's right-wing watch. Then earlier today,
okay,
a clip from Brian Fisher.
Boo.
Talking about Vegas, and here's exactly what I said.
Let us go to Terry in Wichita, Kansas. Terry. Welcome to Focal Point. What's on your mind?
Brian Fisher's taking calls.
Oh, shit.
We should call him sometime.
Oh, absolutely. Really we should call him.
You got about 30 seconds. Hit me with your best shot.
Well, my best shot is this. If you take the guns out of the hands of common citizens, this is going to happen more and more. What if somebody that was next door to him who had a legalized handgun could have gone in there and stopped them before the police could ever have made it up to that room?
Well, you know, and again, I would say the same thing I've said. I don't know what options would have existed. I think it's a good question to raise, Terry. Might have been difficult. The door is locked. I think the cops had to bust it down. I don't know how many people are going to do that, even if they hear the shooting from inside the window. But that certainly would create the possibility, if there was somebody next door with a weapon, maybe this thing could have been stopped before 55 people were dead. Again, the problem is not too many guns, but too few.
There you go. Not too many guns, even though we have more guns than people,
right,
in this country.
How far was this guy up in the...
And don't forget, 5% of the population owns... No, 3% of the population owns half of the guns. Wasn't that the number?
Right. So all these... Damn.
Like this jerk-off that we're killed all these people. Yeah,
so we're
40
really
guns.
Just catering to a tiny little part. You know, it's so funny. It's just a little bit of us. It's a small group of people that own these nutty fucking guns.
Well, don't even less than half of people in general own guns.
Yeah.
Like at all.
And we show them all the consideration. All the fucking consideration for their guns. But you know what they always say for things like when you say, oh, well, what about the rights of trans people to use whatever fucking bathroom they want? The GOP, they say, why are we making the consideration for this small subset
tiny
of America?
Segment of people, right?
Oh, fuck your hypocrisy.
Pat Robertson uses that one all the time. It's like 2% of the population. I don't know why we have to cater to these people.
Oh, my God. Please, conservatives, go to Chick-fil-A. Gorge yourself on fries and all that bullshit and just fucking have grabbers. Keep having heart attacks. Die off. The world will be better. Garbage.
A report has come out about Ivanka.
I'm sorry. Can I ask a question about that Brian Fisher clip? So he thinks if the guy...
If Jack Bauer somehow had rented the room next door...
Well, yeah.
And had all of his guns ready, he might have...
Right.
Or, you know, let the maids carry.
Yeah.
Protect themselves. One of those maids could have kicked in that fucking door.
Right. And I have a question.
Housekeepers.
Yes.
I don't think they like to call them
very
maids.
Very nice. Let's be politically correct. I like politically correct. That means you're being nice. These people in that country band all their guns and shit. Why didn't they take their guns? They could see where the bullets were coming from in the building. Why didn't they just shoot up towards building?
I thought there was one time where one guy said I saw a muzzle flash and it was up in the. But the stuff he was using, the guns that you could see in the picture that leaked. You know, they had pictures that leaked of his hotel room
leaked
with his dead feet sitting there.
Oh,
They, both of the guns, it looked like, that were at the window.
Yes.
Had muzzle flash suppressors on them. So, for just that purpose, so that you can't see where the muzzle flash is coming from to give you a target.
Why do we have that? Why do we need that?
Because Bambi.
I didn't even know that existed.
The deer, Ryan. You don't want to let the deer know where you are.
No,
and you don't want to have to put on any ear protection.
Oh, yeah.
No, let's have silencers legalized.
I'm pissed at Hollywood, kind of, because when I heard about this, I'm like, why didn't they get a shooter why didn't the SWAT team send in a shooter with a fucking sniper rifle and just shoot the guy in the window from another hotel room across the way or something? Why didn't they do that? Why not? They do. That's the move in all the movies, but not this time. Why? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Is that rhetorical?
I honestly don't know why they didn't shoot the guy. I mean, he's in the window shooting the gun.
Well, because what if you got the room on the 31st floor and you're looking out the window and some asshole with a pistol is trying to...
No, but I mean a sniper rifle guy. They had those fancy...
Well, I don't think they had them
thingamabobbers
hanging out at the country music festival.
Man, fuck Hollywood. You lied to me. That you know, you just can't fly in a team.
Well, they did.
Right.
It took 40 minutes.
God damn, 40 minutes.
Not even. They were there, you know, and I agree with the first respond, the responders there were.
Yes.
Some assholes are like, why did it take 50 minutes between? He said, well, he had stopped shooting. Right. He shot for 9 to 11 minutes.
Yeah.
He stopped shooting. And then we considered it a barricade situation, which is something they train for differently.
Okay.
Which probably means, had he still been shooting out the window, they would have kicked it in a lot quicker. But because he wasn't shooting anymore,
yes,
they considered it a barricade, and they had to watch their asses because right. they figured there were traps and shit. And we found out
yes.
that he had cameras hidden in the hallway
perv,
so that he could watch when people the cops came. That's how he shot that first security guard, through the door.
So it's complicated, and it's not like the movies.
Right.
Okay. Okay. No, hey, Kate, write that down. Things aren't like the movies.
I'm trying to find... never mind. I'm not going to try to find... here's... So that was Brian Fisher.
What a fuckhead. You're a fuckhead, Brian. Complete You're just always run. A fuckhead. How does he say the worst shit?
The problem isn't too many guns, but too few.
So the guy in the adjoining suite had to have a gun and just take him out. Take him out.
Because what would Jesus do? This is a religious guy. This is a religious organization.
Yes. He would. Everybody would have been strapped to the max, baby.
Yet their anuses are crusted shut from the NRA jizz.
That's the fucking worst. That's the worst visual.
Sorry.
Please, if there's a sniper rifle trained through the window of Crab Diving Studios, take me out. I want to stop this image. I got to kill this image in my head. Shoot me. Crusted shut. Oh God, that
change the subject a little.
Right.
Ivanka,
yes,
and Don Jr.
The animators are going to have fun with that one.
The wonderfully, remarkably superior individuals that forth from
Ooh.
Ivana Trump's vajayjay.
Oh, yummy, yummy.
After Don blew some load in there.
Oh, yes. More rich, privileged white people.
And
Yay!
Somehow they're such geniuses and more than qualified to run billion-dollar companies and the fucking country, in
Ooh,
fact.
Fuck you.
Well, now there's some shenanigans that appears to be happening in New York.
Yes.
The Manhattan District Attorney...
Okay.
Cyrus Vance Jr.
Nine!
Their office was busy in 2012.
Okay.
Doing some probing.
Ooh, okay. Me next. Probing.
Of a felony fraud case.
Right.
Involving Ivanka. And Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, shit. Which one is Donald Trump Jr.? Is he a real ugly one? Or is it with the teeth and the fucking weird looking hair and the... It's like a barracuda. Like,
give me hair color. I can't tell the
Blonde.
Difference right now. No.
Okay.
Dark haired.
Right. Okay.
After Donald Trump's personal attorney, Mark Kasowitz.
Yes.
Gave a phone call.
Okay.
The investigation was dropped within months.
Oh, okay. That's convenient.
This is out of ProPublica.
We
got the story.
Yeah. Fuck you.
They were being Don Jr. and
Ivanka.
Geniuses. Geniuses. Wonderfully talented.
Yes.
Perfect. White specimens. Were being investigated for allegations they used false information to lure prospective buyers at the Trump Soho.
Oh, shit.
A hotel and condo development.
Right.
See, these people are just corrupt to the core.
Yeah, they cheated
their way into
the fucking
White House. It's in their fucking A.
You're right. That's who they are. They're fucking crooks.
This is who they are.
It couldn't be. It's a shit show, man.
Prosecutors were looking into whether their actions violated the Martin Act, which is a New York law banning false statements about real estate sales.
God.
And an indictment, quote, seemed like a real possibility.
Whoa, baby.
A lawsuit filed by condo buyers was settled in 2011, according to the New York Times.
Yes.
But the DA's criminal investigation continued. So these condo people who thought they got fucked and lied to by these shitheads.
Right.
These corrupt shitbags.
I mean, think about that.
Sued them and they settled.
Oh, my God.
But knowing the Trumpian world, they probably were like, we're going to settle for tons of money, but we're not going to claim any guilt.
And people go for it. Right. And they were going to con somebody into spending their savings, I don't know what it is, their money on investing in a property. I mean, that could ruin somebody. Well, they don't give a fuck.
Part of the settlement forbade lawsuit plaintiffs from cooperating with the DA.
Oh, my God.
So the Trumps were like, we're going to give you all these millions and millions of dollars to settle, but you can't talk to the DA.
Is that legal?
Apparently.
I mean, you could do that. You could say that. That's like saying you can't talk to government about this. God.
Kasowitz, that's Trump's attorney.
Yes.
Joined the case in spring of 2012. He went to Vance's office. That's the DA there.
Right.
To argue that any inflated claims made by the Trumps didn't amount to criminal misconduct. So
okay.
He admitted, basically, to the inflated claims made by the Trumps. They were lying about their condos. They were lying about the places to sell them.
What?
God. They were committing fraud.
That's so frustrating. But not surprising, right? I mean, is anyone shocked? Are you shocked?
3 months later, Vance told his office to drop the investigation.
Oh, okay.
According to the report, which cited... this is according to ProPublica, which cited 20 sources.
20.
Familiar with the investigation.
Fake news.
They have court records and other public documents.
You're fake news.
Earlier in 2012, I'm sure this is just a coincidence.
Oh, yes, Pat.
Kasowitz donated $25,000 to Vance's reelection campaign.
Wow. Whoa.
Trump's attorney donated $25,000 to the DA's reelection.
That's it. Doesn't that seem like a low figure? $25,000. That's nothing. So Trump probably gave his attorney the money, and then the attorney gave the money to this dickhead.
Vance is saying that he returned the donation before meeting with Kasowitz.
Yes, bullshit.
Quote, I did not at the time believe beyond a reasonable doubt that a crime had been committed, he told people. Now that people are calling his ass out on it. I had to make a call and I made the call. I think I made the right call. He said, Kasowitz had no influence. His contributions had no influence whatsoever in my decision making in the case.
Right.
Of course not.
Then why did they settle? Why did they settle, and then why did they ask these people that they couldn't talk to the government?
Months after the DA dropped the investigation, Kasowitz threw Vance a fundraiser.
No.
Again, personally donating almost $32,000.
You know, the key, the best thing about being a rich white person is like you don't have to play by the rules. At all.
He hosted another one the following year and raised another $18,000. Vance is now saying he plans on giving back those contributions.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to give back that $50,000, that extra $50,000.
But what about these people that lost money in this stupid fucking Ivanka condo deal? What about that? I mean,
where if they were pristine innocent, they would not have settled.
Right. They wouldn't have fucking settled. You know they wouldn't have settled, these money grubbers.
Vance's director of communications said this was a two-year investigation that never produced sufficient evidence to support a criminal prosecution. During the investigation, the luxury apartment purchasers reversed course and took the position that the sellers had not committed any crime against them. That's because they bought them off with the settlement.
Of course.
And then said, you can't cooperate. So that's why they. So okay, maybe this Vance guy is not guilty of taking money and dropping the investigation, but nonetheless, they dropped it because the condo people dropped out because they had been bought off. Who knows? Threatened.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you think threatened that, with more litigation?
Yeah, I was gonna say, how do you think that goes down? Do you think the Vance's lawyer is like, listen, you can settle if you don't take the settlement. We're going to fucking ruin you in court.
That's their SOP.
We're going to bleed you, you know? Standard operating procedures. fuck you.
That's the Trumpian way.
Yeah, it's the GOP way.
We're wrong, but we're going to litigate you into oblivion, so you won't be able to afford it.
You remember Jimmy Carter had some shit going on with his family, that Billy Carter guy? Wasn't he, had some, he was a drunk or something like
some
that?
Some shenaniganry going on, yeah. Let's a little bit it. Drinking. Let's Billy Beer.
It. Yeah, that's right. Oh, my God. Let's compare it to the shit Trump has going on with his shitty, ugly, gross fucking kids. And Ivanka. Ivanka.
They're all corrupt as fuck.
They're all crooks, man. They're all privileged white fucking people. They don't play by the fucking rules.
Again, failing upward.
And they're right.
Perfect example. They committed a crime. They defrauded people. They screwed people over. And they make millions.
Yeah, but they settled. They did pay. They did pay a settlement. Money they inherited, probably.
Probably.
They bought their way.
What haven't they gotten from inheritance
right.
money?
Absolutely, man. Just think about it. These
if
guys.
She had a lemonade stand when she was a kid.
I mean, if you're a Republican.
We made one of the help work it.
Oh, yeah. Pee on
set
me.
It up and build it.
Oh, right, right.
And we had the cook make the lemonade. Yeah. And you know, that's how it goes.
Absolutely. And then we deported him. It's so fucking gross. I mean, and these people cheated their way into the White House. I mean, if you don't think there's a problem with our system after this, this election, you have to say it's a debacle. When you look at the role Russia played, I mean, you know, this is a fucking debacle. And if this isn't proof that our system is fucking fucked in the asshole, then I don't know what you are.
Trump Russia still going, by the way, as much as the recent news has
your fake
overshadowed
news.
What's going on.
Hoax. It's a hoax. Fake news. I got a big, thick dick.
I guess they're thinking now that there was a report that Mueller's team appears to be looking into whether there are limits to Trump's pardon powers.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit.
As they're investigating.
Right.
Allegedly.
But, you know, is his ace in the hole? Ha ha ha. Is it Gorsuch?
What do you mean?
Well, if, let's say, Trump wants to pardon himself or pardon one of his fucking gross fucking kids or something.
No, we hope that Kennedy still will be the voice of reason. Well,
it would
gerrymandering
go to the SCOTUS,
one.
Right? The SCOTUS would decide whether or not his pardon powers can do whatever he wants.
Probably, yeah.
I know not.
If it gets that far.
Right.
But U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is apparently... has tasked an advisor with trying to get ahead of any preemptive pardons. So Trump might call up Manafort and be like, hey, buddy, I'm going to totally fucking pardon anything they throw at you. So don't kind of tell them about me, okay?
So wait, so that, I'm not trying to sound stupid, but if you tell someone, if you do something a certain way, I'll pardon you. That's at the very least unethical, right?
Not illegal. God. Obstruction. You could make an obstruction case.
Wow. My God.
I think we can already make an obstruction case.
A bowel obstruction.
Mueller's all-star. This is from Bloomberg.
Bloom.
I understand he's Jewish.
Yeah.
Bloomberg sent a ship, by the way.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Great. That's awesome. Good job, Bloomy.
Took Trump 8 days to send one of our ships.
Right. 8 days.
Yeah.
But after Hillary told him so, Hillary mentioned it in a twat, and then the ship.
It was my idea. She stole it.
I'm beginning to fall. I mean, really, Hillary and Obama, you guys, I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry. I know you're not elected. Who cares? Get out the Twitter and start tweeting things that he should be doing for the good of the fucking country. Please.
Mueller's all-star team of prosecutors with expertise in money laundering and foreign bribery.
Fuck you.
Now, according to Bloomberg, has an answer to that. Michael Dreeben is, do they have to say this? A bookish career government lawyer. I'd be like, fuck you, bookish.
And again, you're a lawyer in the government at a high level. I'm going to assume you're bookish as fuck.
More than 100 Supreme Court appearances under his belt.
He's bookish!
He is acting as Mueller's top legal counsel. He has been researching past pardons and right. determining what, if any, limits exist.
Right. He's so bookish.
Dreeben's broader belief is to make sure that is to make sure that the special counsel's prosecutorial moves are legally airtight.
Right.
That could include.
I was just saying, they say he's bookish, right? Because he's like nerdy looking or something and has glasses.
He has glasses.
God, you know, guys.
Older white guy who's bald.
That's stupid, right? It's just, I don't know why. Bookish. He's bookish.
If he looked like George Clooney, they probably would have been said the Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
The Hollywood like career government lawyer.
Dashing.
Hung.
Yeah. Oh, big, thick dick on this guy. Bookish cock.
So they're strategizing on novel interpretations of criminal law to make sure the recent search warrant and making sure the recent search warrant on ex-campaign advisor Paul Manafort's home will stand up to appeal.
Well, didn't they already do that shit? I mean, they already went in there, right?
They said he's seen every criminal case of any consequence in the last 20 years.
Oh,
if you want to do a no-knock warrant, he'd be a great guy to consult with to determine if you're exposing yourself. So as much as they're trying to say it's political.
Right.
That's Mueller's good buddy. Jim Comey's good buddy Mueller.
Yes.
Going after poor Manafort, kicking his doors in the middle of the night.
This is a guy that installed. Didn't he facilitate Putin, some evil election in Ukraine?
Yanukovych the Putin puppet in Ukraine. Actively working against U.S. interests.
Is there anything remotely decent about fucking Paul Manafort? Is there any reason?
He's pretty shady.
And we know he's white. He is white. He has that going for him, right?
Sure.
Okay. And he's rich. God, guys.
Preemptive pardons are a distinct possibility.
Yes.
Now that current and former Trump advisors are under Mueller's scrutiny, Trump himself tweeted, "Everyone agrees the U.S. president has, complete power to pardon."
Everyone?
Well, that's typical right. Trumpian bullshit. Everybody knows. Everyone, you know it. I know it.
Ooh.
They've been studying Gerald Ford's swift pardon of Richard Nixon, Bill Clinton's exoneration of fugitive financier Mark Rich, which was some bullshit, I do have to say,
that
as a Democrat.
Sucks. Right.
But the legal territory is largely uncharted over pardons of a president's own campaign workers, family members, or even himself. They think he might try to somehow pardon himself.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, I have a question. Is there like a ceremony when you pardon somebody? I mean, do you have to go up?
No. There's a process that normal people follow, which was not followed with Arpaio.
Okay.
I remember Obama people said, no, there was a whole investigation that went into every single person that the president pardoned.
Listen,
and recommendations from panels and shit. Trump is like, I like Joe Arpaio. I'm going to pardon him. And you know, people in the White House were like, you just can't do that. They already think you hate Mexicans.
He can do
you
whatever
can't
he
do
wants,
that.
Right?
He was just doing his job.
I mean, if that is not the pardon of Joe Arpaio to me is evidence that he's racist. I mean, not there's not other evidence, but Jesus Christ. That is racist, that pardon of him, saying it wasn't wrong for Joe Arpaio to tell his minions to fucking profile people. And he got pardoned for that. That's just fucking injustice right there. It's racism.
So there you go. There's the word now that they're taking a look, trying to make sure they can preempt any kind of shenanigans, any kind of Trumpian pardons.
Yes.
One of the ways they might do that is working with, his name almost flashed into my brain. I couldn't remember his name yesterday either, but AG of New York.
Oh,
Patrick
Dempsey
is possibly bringing charges.
The RICO thing, right?
Yeah, and charges at a state level cannot be pardoned by the president.
Well, he might, you know, it's going to be funny. I want a camera on Trump's face the day he figures out he can't pardon himself. He's going to be like, what? You know, it's going to be rough. Then Mike Pence will do it, right? Mike Pence will just pardon his ass.
Oh, that'll for sure happen if Pence doesn't get dragged down, too.
Please, Mueller, you got to get all these dirt bags. Get them all, baby!
For the good of the country, so we can move on.
Move on!
We're going to pardon Trump and all of his crotch spun.
Oh, great. Move on. We're going to move on. We want to move on from this gun violence. God damn it, man. It's
Eric Schneiderman.
Schneiderman
is the New York AG, who is not a big fan of Trump's.
Can I ask you something about
him?
He's
the one that brought down Trump Foundation.
Oh, okay. Now, is he bookish? You're right. That is the fucking stupidest thing ever. Why did a reporter say that? He's bookish. God damn it. He's the guy. He researches things that are in books.
I didn't think that
books.
Was really necessary.
Yeah, we figure he's bookish. He likes to read. He can read, right?
I mean, it's very effusive about his qualifications and his integrity and everything and how good he is at his job and that Trump's fucked because of this guy.
Yes, yes.
But then they open up with bookish. If I were that dude, that would be the one word leaping off the page at me. Yeah. I'm like, fucking bookish.
Bookish ain't going to get me laid. I'm sure it's not bookish. What he's thinking, right? But whatever. High compliment. Thanks, bookish.
And then a few days ago, there was a story that I've had marinating here in the Magic Spreadsheet.
Metanation.
About this is a member of Congress who is on the House Intelligence Committee.
Fuck you, that, boy. You know,
they've been trying to do some investigations despite Devin Nunes
trying
to scuttle it at every chance he can, and the scum-sucking Republicans trying to cover for their boy.
Right.
But Representative Mike Quigley is a Democrat from Illinois.
That's right, baby.
They say let the cat out of the bag.
Ooh, yes.
And made it clear that the information investigators are still keeping under wraps still seems quite damning to the administration.
It's going to be bad.
Quote, if you had seen what I had seen, you would want us to go full throttle.
Oh, shit.
He said.
Damn.
He went on to convey a sense of urgency surrounding the investigations into Trump. He feels that there's a very good chance the president will soon try to fire special counsel Robert Mueller.
God, I thought they made it so that would not be a possibility.
Well, he's going to have to go through Rosenstein, but yes. Rosenstein might roll over.
Ooh, yes.
Rosenstein's allegiances are still questionable.
I thought Rosenstein was pissed off because of the way Schittler handled the Comey firing. Am I mistaken?
But Rosenstein was the one who wrote a memo saying Comey should be fired.
Oh, right. Okay.
But he was ordered to do so by Jeff Bosesch. So, right. You know, I mean,
and then Schittler,
it's all very complicated.
Yeah. I thought Schittler hung him out to dry. I could be wrong. I must be wrong.
We live with the very real threat that the Mueller investigation gets shut down, Representative Quigley warned. One of the reasons I speak the way I do when I message about this.
When he met meaning,
I hate the word
the message
used in that as a verb like that.
He's framing it.
When I talk about this. Why don't you say talk, you asshole? You don't have to say message. When I message about this, it's so corporate.
But you know,
fuck.
You know, at Vile Experience, this guy is suffering from a case of bookishitis. He's bookish as fuck. What do you want? You know,
this
message.
Isn't the bookish guy. We're on a different story.
I know. Oh, I'm making a joke. You know? Maybe he's bookish. That was my...
One of the reasons... I'm worried about a constitutional crisis. I think there's a reason Trump speaks to the base in the manner which he does. He is prepping them, girding them for
Ooh.
This. He's worried that Trump's preparing the Trumpanzees for revolution when they try to impeach him. That he's speaking to his base.
Right.
It's all wrong. It's a hoax.
Yeah.
So when they come out with all the evidence.
Yes.
He's going to say, it's all lies. Come with me, Trumpanzees.
What else is he going to do that? I mean, we don't really have a reason to think that he wouldn't do that. It's not like they're going to show all the evidence and Trump's going to be like, oh, yeah, good point. This is how it went down.
Oh, you got me. You guys totally got me.
I'm going to own up to it.
But look at how high that hooker got with her urine stream.
Yes, that part is true.
The golden arches.
Right.
So, you know, good news.
Okay.
If you're feeling worried, about what's going on with Mueller and the investigations. They are still going, quote, full throttle. And even these investigations, in as much as they can do, despite Republican fuckwattery,
right?
These members of Congress are still trying to go ahead and move ahead.
Yeah.
And this guy said, if you'd seen what I seen.
Right. You'd be shitting your pants.
You'd want us to go full throttle.
God, I
want to
know what they're seeing, man. Aren't you curious? I mean, it's just bad. We can probably imagine. It's real bad
what
shit.
What we've seen is bad.
Yeah.
Is horrific. And again, we've beaten a dead horse. Imagine it. One thousandth of the evidence on the other side. And we would be paralyzed in committee after committee of investigating committee, investigation committee, special counsel's committees.
The emails, how she characterized Benghazi, you know?
Unreal.
I mean, we know Jared Kushner stored his emails on a fucked up server or something like that. That came out, but nobody gives a shit.
No one gives a shit. No one gives
a fuck.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for voting Trump.
Yeah, thanks, you fucking idiots.
Thanks, Susan Sarandon.
Right. Thank you, Bernie Bros. My God, damn it, you fucking idiots.
Tell us again how maybe Trump needs to blow everything up to help everybody.
Oh, right. Tell us again how Hillary would be serving her first term in office from a jail cell.
Right. Susan Sarandon, millions of dollars.
Hey,
who
Trump
will survive just about anything.
Hey, and by the way,
if there's social unrest or if Trump has to declare martial law,
she'll be fine.
She'll be okay.
She'll be just fine. And meanwhile, Schittler, why the fuck aren't you locking Hillary up? You're going to lock her up, right? You were chanting that at your little hate rallies.
Somebody commented, I don't even know if it was on ours or if it was on Twitter or whatever the fuck, but there was a meme about all of the crimes by Obama. Why isn't he locked up yet? And I was what? None of them were crimes.
Right. What are they talking about?
His existence. They want him locked up because he was a Negro who sat in the White House.
That's what this all stems from, right? That's why Trump was able to get his little fucking racist minions in line, right? The MAGA. Make America great again. Make America white again. Let's wash off the black fingerprints from the fucking White House. This is all fucking racism.
And again,
it's fucking disgusting.
Blue for 100 years, Democrat, south side of Chicago.
Yes.
When I went back in 2008.
They didn't know what to do.
I repeatedly heard, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I can vote for the N-word.
Right.
Lifelong Democrats. People who worked in the administration, the daily administration, were like, I don't know what to do if we should vote for the N-word. And a few years before that, several years before that in Chicago, they had the same deal when the blacks rose up and voted and put Harold Washington up as the nominee for Democrats. After all kinds of white people, after Daley had the grabber, and then it was Blandick, and then Jane Byrne.
God.
White, Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. And then a black Democrat was elected.
Yes.
And the Republican almost won. It was the closest election in forever.
Oh,
because
my God.
White fucking asshole racists who had voted their whole lives Democrat couldn't fathom having to listen to a Negro in the mayor's chair.
They said Harold Washington would replace the elevators in Chicago with jungle vines. They said that.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's disgusting.
So
stupidity.
When the squealers try to say, you try to make it about race, it's not about a race. It, for many people, it was fucking about race, or at least being in a racist group wasn't a deal breaker.
Right.
Voting for the avowed racist wasn't a deal breaker.
God, it's just gross, man. There's no excuse. There is no fucking excuse that this Trump got elected. It's just the only thing that explains it. There is a lot of dumbass, horrible fucking people in this country. Oh,
We gotta go. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Please leave us good reviews. It helps us out. Share the crabs. Spread the crabs.
Yay!
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, at Rated R Comedy. His Instagram feed is also Rated R Comedy. Go to his website. Find out his schedule, where he's going to be funny. RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Instagram. I don't tweet much. Go. Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit, buy it through our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out with a little commission. And it really does help us out. And we do appreciate everyone that has done it and does it.
Yeah, we get paid.
We are back tomorrow yelling and screaming about more of this shit.
Yes.
I'm sure we'll have more Trumpian quotes and stuff. Have a great evening.
Viva la resistance.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.